Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, this week we're going to be looking at the birth of Jesus Christ in the actual location on earth where it was to take place. That's Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. And in the structure where Jesus Christ would be born. In fact, it was to be a sign unto those shepherds in the shepherd's fields, watching over those lambs destined to be sacrificed at the temple. What's so exciting to me about this week's study, Jay, is that all the details, all the facts pertaining to the Christmas story, the first coming of Jesus Christ, were fulfilled exactly like the prophets wrote them. This is key for us believing that in the first coming, Jesus Christ was truly the Savior of the world who would come to rule His people. But it's also key helping us to understand that all the prophecies about the second coming will be fulfilled in absolute detail as well. Well, we'll think more about those prophecies yet to be fulfilled as it relates to the second coming. But may I suggest you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, and we'll study about what happened on that cold winter night over 2,000 years ago.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
It was a cold winter Christmas Eve some 2,000 years ago. There in the shepherd's fields in Bethlehem, just outside the city of Jerusalem, the shepherds were watching over their sheep. Now, these were priestly shepherds. You might remember in a previous study, we talked about the fact that these were not young shepherd boys, but instead men qualified to be priests because they were watching over the lambs that would be offered in sacrifice at the temple about 3 miles away from the shepherd's fields. The month was December, according to what the text tells us there in Luke chapter 1. So it was in the month of December that Mary would bring forth the Christ child. And by the way, the 25th of December was selected by the early church in the 4th century. In fact, in Antioch, they preached on Christmas Day, December the 25th, 386 A.D., and that's where we get the tradition of the 25th. Now, we don't know for sure the 25th is correct, but indeed we do know the month of December was the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. The ancient Jewish prophets had pre-written history about the coming of the Messiah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, in verses 6 and 7, we read this, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Verse 7 of Isaiah 9, "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so the prophets told us, Isaiah in particular there, looking to the birth of a son, Jesus Christ. In fact, that birth would be a miraculous birth. Isaiah also mentioned in chapter 7 and verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." God with us, God-man. Over in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, as we think about all of the prophecies pertaining to the first coming of Jesus Christ, we find out that the Christ child, the Messiah, had to be born in a particular location. In Micah 5, 2 it says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler of Israel, whose going forth hath been from old and from everlasting." Jesus Christ would be the eternal Son of God. He never had a beginning. He will not have an ending from eternity past through eternity future. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, comes to earth to take on the form of man so he could be the way that we would have access into the heavens, into the presence of his Father God. By the way, it says that he had to be born in Bethlehem Ephrathah. Now that's quite interesting. Not Bethlehem Zebulun. In the time of the birth of Jesus Christ, there were two Bethlehems in Israel. Bethlehem Zebulun was about 25 miles south of the city of Nazareth, where Mary and Joseph lived. Now, it would have been much easier with Mary if she had been able simply to ride the donkey for that 25 miles. But instead, she had to ride it for 97 miles, coming from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem Ephrathah, which is just south of the city of Jerusalem. Do you ever stop to think about the fact that if he had been born any other place other than Bethlehem Ephrathah, he would not have been the Messiah? The Bible gives us absolute detail about the birth of Jesus Christ. And these facts and details surrounding the first coming of Jesus Christ, the Christmas story, had to be fulfilled in absolute detail as well. Let's go back just for a few moments to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 is one of four chapters that deals with the birth of Jesus Christ. I go to verse 8 there in Luke chapter 2, and it tells us what was happening in the shepherd's fields on that night some 2,000 years ago, Christmas Eve, on a very cold night there in the shepherd's fields. Verse 8 says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." Now notice what happens next. "And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, in Bethlehem, a Savior, which is called Christ the Lord." Now notice verse 12. "And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Why would that be a sign? Well, I tell you what, the shepherds, these priestly shepherds, knew exactly what the sign meant, and they, with haste, verse 16 of Luke 2, with haste, they went to find Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Remember the sign, you'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. We mentioned in a previous study about a location called Migdol Adar. Genesis chapter 35, that's where Jacob, after burying his wife Rachel, when she gave birth and died in childbirth of Benjamin, he went to Migdol Adar, right there in the shepherd's fields, a two-story stone tower. Migdol meaning tower, Adar meaning the flock, the tower of the flock, where the shepherds, looking over their sheep that would be destined to go to the temple to be sacrificed, would watch from that top story of that stone tower, Migdol Adar, to make certain that nothing was happening with their sheep. You might remember in these same fields, 1 Samuel chapter 17, David, when he was a teenage boy watching over his father's sheep in the shepherd's field, killed a bear and a lion who were coming to take some of the sheep. Well, these sheep were special sheep, destined for the temple and to be sacrificed there. However, there is another use for Migdol Adar. In the bottom floor of this two-story stone tower, these priestly shepherds would birth the newborn lambs. That's right, they would very carefully take this newborn lamb from the womb of its mother and then gently reach back and grab some swaddling clothes and wrap this newborn lamb in swaddling and then lay this newborn lamb up in a manger until it calmed down. Remember, these sheep were destined for the sacrificial activities at the temple, and should they be marred in any way, hitting their limbs with something that would mar them, they would not be perfect without blemish and without spot. And so this newborn lamb laying there wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger would calm down, and then the priestly shepherd would unravel the swaddling and let the lamb run off to its mother for a meal. Well, that's exactly what happened with the birth of Jesus Christ. These priestly shepherds that knew the Word of God knew the book of Micah chapter 4 and verse 8, where it says the announcement of the Messiah, the one who would come to be king in Jerusalem, would be born in that location. Luke chapter 2 tells us that these priestly shepherds, when told, "This will be a sign unto you, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger," they with haste went to the location, Migdol Adar, and there found the newborn lamb, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. What's so amazing to me is that all the prophecies in God's Word that relate to the birth of Jesus Christ were fulfilled in absolute detail. That's the test that was given. Remember, God told Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 18, "If someone is speaking for me, the prophet will give you the details and they will be fulfilled in absolute detail." That's exactly what happened with the birth of Jesus Christ. Over 360 different prophecies and all fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. Well, we looked at Micah to find out the exact location. Bethlehem, Ephratah, chapter 5 and verse 2. Migdol, Adar, the Tower of the Flock, chapter 4 and verse 8. Micah was absolutely perfect on the Christmas story, on the first coming of Jesus Christ. If you have some time later, read the rest of Micah chapter 4. In verses 1 to 17, you'll find out that the Jews will return to the land of Israel in the last days, that there will be peace. All of the world will lay down their military hardware and pick up farming utensils instead, living in a world of peace. Micah 4 also talks about an alignment of nations that will gather to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. And in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, it talks about a temple that will be built in the city of Jerusalem from which Jesus the Messiah will teach the world, and that's in the kingdom to come. But speaking of the temple, the Bible also talks about a temple in the tribulation period. In the book of Daniel, chapter 9 and verse 27, there will be a temple where the abomination of desolation will take place. Jesus Christ himself confirmed that in Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, Paul says that the Antichrist walks into the Holy of Holies and claims to be the Messiah, and that would be the abomination of desolation. And Revelation chapter 11, verse 1, John the Revelator is told to measure the spot for the temple. What I'm talking to you about is every single prophetic detail was fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus Christ. I have just given you a couple of the prophecies that pertain to the second coming of Jesus Christ. But what's so exciting to me at this Christmas time when we celebrate the first coming, the birth of our wonderful Savior Jesus Christ, we can go forward with the assurance that all additional prophecies pertaining to his second coming will be fulfilled in absolute detail as well. That helps us to understand the authority of God's Word both in his first coming and in his second coming, which could be fulfilled in the very near future. Bible prophecy does indeed give us the assurance that God's Word is the Word of God. Those prophets, according to the test, Deuteronomy chapter 18, would give a prophecy, and if they were truly speaking for God, each one of those prophecies would be fulfilled exactly like the prophet wrote. Well, for these last couple of weeks, we've studied the facts and the details, the prophecies, about the first coming of Jesus Christ. And as we've looked at the scriptures, we have become very aware of the fact that all of the prophecies were fulfilled exactly like the prophets said they would be. That gives us the assurance, of course, as I've already mentioned, that we can believe all the prophecies pertaining to the second coming of Jesus Christ will be fulfilled as well. And my suggestion would be study not only the prophecies pertaining to the first coming, but look at those prophecies pertaining to the second coming and come to the realization of where we are in God's time for that next appearance of Jesus Christ here on the earth. Next week will be our last program in 2011. We're going to take a couple of minutes to look back at the major news stories that took place in this year and see how they may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy about the future to be fulfilled. You don't want to miss that program. Hope you can join us and study the Word of God as we look to the future of the new year. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...